Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Wednesday to everybody. If you're watching on the stream, you can see that our pal Jimmy Griffin is here. Also, James Wolburn is here. He was here a couple years ago. Glad to have you back, James. Glad everything's been going well for you.
Great to be back. Really. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. So reintroduce yourself to the KMOX audience.
Well, my name's James Wolburn. I'm in a band called His Lordship, who are playing the Evolution Fest on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And also have been playing in the Pretenders for the last long time.
Yeah. Yeah. That's amazing.
That's all you need to know.
That's just amazing. Yeah. One of my okay, so I'm pretty mainstream. I never felt cool enough to get into weird bands.
Well, I think you're cool enough.
Well, I stayed pretty mainstream. Yeah. The Pretenders were the one band that were weird to me that I really got into. Mostly because of the drummer.
Right. Because of the drummer.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, Martin's, he's out. Yeah, he's an out there drummer. He's pretty special. In many ways.
So how did you guys meet? Remind me.
I met James when he was playing with a band called Sunvolt.
Oh, yeah.
From here, Mr. J. Farrar. And I thought I was getting a job as a guitar player, but instead I was getting a job as a guitar roadie.
Yes.
Which I needed the dough.
He's never let me forget.
We've all been there.
So, yeah, like a week before this tour was supposed to happen, they were like, oh, yeah, we leave next week. And I was like, okay, great. I need a set list and I need blah, blah, blah. And she's like, what do you need a set list for? I was like, so I can learn the songs. She's like, oh, no, we have a guitar player. And I was like, really? So I showed up with kind of a bad head on when we met, and then
and to rub it in, I was from England.
Right? Yeah, yeah, that. Yeah,
yeah.
And
that's always a kicker.
And he was a kid too. I think he was 25. We've known each other about 20 years. So yeah, and I was like, who is this punk? And then he started playing, and it was fabulous. And we've been friends ever since.
Yeah. Tell me your story. Like we were just talking about my story and starting to play guitar when I was 10 and things like that. Like, what's yours?
Well, I mean, I was always a huge rock and roll fan. From that was my dad's fault, or you know, whatever. From a very early age, and Elvis was my hero, is my hero, and Jerry Lee, Chuck Berry, you know, the whole thing. And so I was always into that, and I got a guitar when I was about 8 and started playing, and I just played in bars, pubs, you know, and just worked my way up. And Martin, you know, when I was about, I've been in a lot of bands. I toured here when I was young. We were talking about
it. This is a great story because your parents would let you come over here when you were like, what, 16 or 17?
What do you mean, let me come over here?
Like you would go on tour with bands in America.
About 18, 19, oh, okay. 20. Yeah, I wasn't that young.
Right,
I would have done it.
Right, right.
But I couldn't, you know, couldn't get out of it. But I was over here in bands and toured the country in vans for a long time in a band called Panisse Brothers and a lot of bands, really. And then around about when I was like, I think 27, Martin, the drummer of the Pretenders, saw us play in a bar. And about a couple of weeks later, I joined the band and found myself in Palm Springs playing some gig.
Yeah.
And then from then on, it kind of just grew from that. And, you know, I've been doing that ever since. And I've been in many other different bands, the Pogues, a great Irish, London Irish yeah. band.
You did a record with Jerry Lee Lewis.
I did two records with Jerry Lee Lewis, yeah.
Yeah.
I see, when I'm asked about this stuff, I can't hardly remember anything
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
But
it's a good career.
But it's been, yeah, yeah. And I love coming to America and playing over here. It's still, I still find it exciting whenever I get off the plane and, you know, it's the sort of British guitar player's love of, you know, yeah. finally I've made it now. I'm just,
well,
I'm playing a club in America. What else do you want?
I don't know how much you know about St. Louis, but we have a, it's not really a competitive station, but KC95. Mm-hmm. I think the first rock station, like west of the Mississippi,
yeah,
something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah. It's 50.
And we all grew
years.
Up with it.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's where we got the music. Mm-hmm. And I've heard tell that when radio executives would do music tests, they would come back and go, what the F mm-hmm. is wrong with St. Louis? Like, what? Who's this? Mm-hmm. What's a Black Oak, Arkansas?
Right, you know, right.
So we're very unique, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah. There's a lot of stuff that's, I mean, I found out when I moved here at 16, you know, like songs that I had never heard before, or the fact that Sammy Hagar was yeah. the king of this yeah. whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, they would play Rock and Roll Weekend every Friday at 6
yeah.
and be like, what the hell is this? And they're like, dude, it's Sammy. I'm like, I've never heard the song in my life. So, yeah, there are things that are regional that Casey basically built, yeah. you know. So
tell us about The Incurables, for those who have never heard the CD.
Yeah, it. Which, by the way, if you're on Spotify and you want to check out The Incurables, but that's my band. That's where I write my own songs. And a lot of people are familiar with me from, you know, El Monstero and Celebration Day and The Hard Promises and stuff like that. But when I'm not doing that, I write my own music.
And it's great stuff.
Yeah.
I've
it
seen
is
it
great
a couple
stuff.
Of times. It's
yeah.
really good.
It really is.
It.
Yeah. So just that's my favorite place to be. And I love the other things because I love all that music. But,
yeah.
But that's The Incurables is my jam.
Yeah. So both of you have had great careers. I'm older than both of you, so I can say this. But as journeymen, what do you still want to do? What still intrigues you? What's left to achieve?
For me, I'm doing it now. It's my band, His Lordship, is really what it's all amounted to, really, for me. This is it. So this is what I'm doing now for the rest of my days.
Yeah.
Nothing. Nothing else.
I've seen, because in the times that I've, as long as I've known James, I've seen some iterations of things that he's done along the way. And this, I think, is the culmination of everything that's the best parts of what James does. As a performer and as a guitarist and as a songwriter, this is like, it's all crystallized into this like hot ball of rock that's sweaty and coming at you.
That's great.
Yeah.
I love
Jimmy,
that.
This is a, you know, sunny, what is it, midday?
Yeah. A little racy, but I like it. How about you, Jim?
Man, I'm doing it. I have no complaints with how life has turned out. I get to play music. I get to play loud. I get to have fun and make a lot of noise. And I also have a life where I have, you know, a 9-year-old kid and,
yeah.
and I coach soccer and I do, you know, I have both sides of it are right
yeah.
there. So,
I mean, the coaching soccer bit, could you just tell us a little bit about that?
nobody else would do it. So I do.
Right, okay. Do you wear your cowboy boots when you do that? Or is it?
No. I got, you guys call them boots, right? Is it boots or what do you call cleats?
Football boots.
Football boots.
Cleats.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So.
Do you know anything about soccer?
Yeah, man. I played when I was a kid. My dad played soccer in college in the 60s. So
that's very cool.
Yeah, he was always my coach. So
yeah.
But yeah, I knew enough to coach 7-year-olds.
Yeah.
You know. So. Yeah. I'm that good at soccer.
I mean, I've got to see this. This is.
Yeah.
This is.
So I've had friends text me and say like. You never know, you never guess who I saw at Target. Jimmy Griffin. And he dresses just like he does on your show. I'm like, yeah, what did you think? He dressed like Arnold Palmer all the time. And
yeah, that's, and I was talking to somebody the other day. I happened to go into a bar and the bartender was, oh, Jimmy. And, you know, and so anyway, I ran into this guy's wife. Or this guy's the wife was a bartender. I ran into the husband at some other thing. He said, my wife works at such and such, and she made you a drink, and she was so happy, and blah, blah, blah. And she didn't want to talk to you, but she did anyway. And I was like, yeah, we took a picture. And I was like, the fact that anybody cares
I know.
That I do this is I would never, if somebody walked up and wanted anything from me, they can totally have it. So if you ever see me in the wild, just go, hey, Jimmy, how's it going? And I'll give you one back.
How's that been for you, James? The notoriety?
I mean, it's not. I mean, in London, no one gives a, you know. But whenever people do come up, so they love it. I'm still amazed anyone likes it. You know, I'm still grateful that people like what I do. And it still amazes me when people say, I've been listening to you for like your French art. I was like, listening to it for 2 months straight. I'm like, are you mad? But, you know, thanks. I mean, you know, it's why we do it, really. Mm-hmm. And very grateful for it, and still amazes me. And I'm playing this in St. Louis on Saturday night, Friday and Saturday night. Oh, can I? There's nothing more. That's perfect for me.
What more you want? Yeah,
pretty much. I mean, I feel like Jimmy I've done what I've wanted.
Yeah,
all my life.
That's great.
I've gone up to here, and pretty lucky, really.
My son, who I told you about, Nick, when he was about 12 or 13. I'm a drummer, so I got him playing drums and guitar, and he was making noise about, you know, going pro. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I ever told you this, Jim, but the talk I had with him was this, basically. I said, just so you know, as an amateur musician, making it isn't Bon Jovi.
You're right.
Making it is Jimmy Griffin. Mm. That's making it. Making your living, making music is making it.
Well, I think that's lost on some people now, especially these days. What is it? You know, you don't want to be Coldplay. I mean, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
Right.
But I mean, the true guys are like people like Jimmy and who you know, do it every day. And
There's 100 times more guys like us than there are the guys that are Bon Jovi. You know, like that's, and if that's the only reason you want to do it, you're doing it for the wrong reason in the first place.
I mean, we'd like to be Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
You wouldn't say no.
What are we talking about?
If Mr. Jovi is listening, I will accept your call. So
tell us about
just putting it out there.
Tell us about Evolution Fest. I've not been.
We have the curator over here. Mr. Jeff Jarrett.
Jump on, Jeff.
Yeah.
He's the guy who's made all of this happen.
And this is basically his mixtape. And every year I just love, like this year there's like six bands that I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe you got the Kills and we got the Hives and Father John. Like there's something for, and they're, everyone can look at this festival from a different perspective and find five or six things that they're like, oh my God, go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, 30 bands for not a lot of money. I don't know what the tickets are, $120 for a single day or something like that. And I think it's great to see His Lordship and the Incurables and the Hives and the Kills, but then go find four or five bands that might interest you, you know, might inspire you. I love when people say, I went to go see Public Enemy and I came out seeing His Lordship and now they're my favorite new band. So. Yeah. It's kind of about exploration, and I think it's really good for the city.
Agreed.
St. Louis needs a music festival.
Yes, we do. And you lucked out on weather. It usually rains.
Yeah. Dave, it's Wednesday.
It's going to be fine. Yeah.
I hope so, because we've had some tough luck the first
two
years.
Yes, you have.
So we're due for a...
I think you're good.
For a sunny weekend.
I think you're good.
Yeah.
James, lovely to see you again. Love you, my pal. Quick break. Right back, DGS.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You didn't say anything about the guitar.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 222.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy listening to that?
I did, yeah. Yeah, I didn't mind serving up a seat to get to hear that stuff. That was great.
Yeah, let me just pat the DGS on my own back. I love this show because we can go from Steve Ellman and Steve Butts to the lead guitarist of the Pretenders.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just
all
life.
Right after Mo.
Yeah, right after Mo. Yeah. I mean, that's just life, right?
Yeah.
So I'm so glad we don't have to focus on one thing.
No, I sat back there. That was super enjoyable. I really like that. I love the musicians when they come in, though. Like, it's not my world as well.
Yeah.
So I'm always extra curious about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I have been, like, if I were to die and go in front of the tribunal, they're like, tell us about your life. I think the first thing I would say is, once you get past the kids and stuff, like, I'm so thankful that I was good enough at things to get in the same room as people who were great.
Sure.
Like you backing up Charles Johnson, playing in a band with Jimmy Griffin, you know, playing sports with guys who went pro. That's what a gift.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Now, I wasn't good enough to do either one of those things, but I was on a team with them.
Yeah, we would both choose to be in the other shoes.
Sure.
But yeah, it's pretty cool when you think back about it and you're like, man, I got picked on by Lou Brock.
Right.
Cardinals fantasy camp. Yeah. Like, that's pretty great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very lucky. Very lucky guy. Yeah. Tired now.
I know.
Like, good tired.
It's been a lot today. We talked about a bunch of serious stuff. We talked to Mo. We talked to to the rock stars.
Should be enough.
Well, we haven't done any fish butt jokes yet.
No. Someone had a good one.
Yes, they did.
Yes, they did.
The halibut.
Halibut. And not only did I not get to it.
That was from the stream, but I can't remember who it was.
I missed it because I thought halibut. What rhymes with halibut? Nothing. The last syllable's butt. I was like, what would have something to do with an ass that rhymes with butt?
Maybe like a sinker with a stinker. Something like that.
You've been holding on to that, haven't you?
Some along those lines.
We've all been thinking about them for days now. This could be a children's book.
Yeah.
That's probably a little too crude. It could be a bathroom book.
Yes.
That's what it... I should shut up right now. We need to do this.
Yeah.
We need to do this.
Little Jimmy the Bass with an S. He meets his friend Fred, the snapper with a crapper. Here comes Jerry Halibut.
Or do you do it more like a wildlife, like a serious wildlife book, but with those names? Like, you know, you got these pictures of these fish in their natural environment.
But they all have big butts.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
That's so stupid, but funny.
I know.
You should get to go home. You're
Yeah, every now and then, Steve Orr should just come in and tap me on the shoulder.
Yeah.
He's like, you're good, buddy.
You're good. You're good. I was talking to Kevin Killeen yesterday, who used to be in the newsroom here, who is like a modern day Mark Twain. You never just have a conversation with him, right?
Yeah,
it's
right,
always
right.
Fables and parables.
Yeah,
fables.
And so when he was leaving, I was giving him a hug and saying goodbye, and he goes, no, you guys are, you know what DGS is? You're professional noticers. You notice things.
I kind of like that.
So coming from Kevin, I'm like, yeah, oh, I'll take that.
That's kind of, he's kind of that too.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
He always got something to impart you with. Can't just be like, hey, how's the family?
Yeah. I don't know what it has to do with, but have you guys seen that Disney evidently was empty all summer?
Really?
Yeah. So it was just parks? Like, yeah, the parks were just empty. I mean, what's going on?
I don't know. I went there in May, and I felt like there wasn't all that many people there.
Yeah.
I mean, I went on like time specifically to try and arrange it so that there would be less people there, you know, just for my own comfort. And enjoyment, but it did feel like there weren't all that many people there. And I think it's, I think it is a recession indicator. We are kind of trying to plan something like that for our 10th anniversary. My wife and I in May. And it's like, man, you look at some of those ticket prices and it's like in this economy, it is very, very difficult to justify that in your head.
It's a couple. I mean, like that's definitely the number one reason. People just don't have the money to spend and it ain't cheap to go there. But it's also brutal hot in the summer in Orlando.
Good point.
Yeah, too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX 234. We have some breaking local news, and Michael Calhoun is in from the newsroom to deliver it.
Yeah, we've been telling you about this at the top of the hour. This is something that kind of was like, wait, what? When Boeing announced that they would be transitioning out the FA-18 Super Hornet, we were like, wait, what? Keep reading. The F-A-18 Super Hornet Service Life Modification Program.
Okay.
Basically an upgrade line for this well-established, you know, line of fighter jets that's a St. Louis, you know, staple product. And they're transitioning out of St. Louis. Basically, they're closing the line in St. Louis. They do these upgrades in other parts of the country, San Diego, Jacksonville, Florida, San Antonio, Texas. And so, you know, it's kind of... I kind of look at it like, how many Pontiac service centers do you need? The F-A-18 is going to be finished in 2027 in terms of new assembly anyway. And so they're just kind of paring down the number of upgrade and repair sites that they have across the country. And Boeing says that all of the workers who are involved in this are going to have other opportunities in St. Louis. The big driving factor, besides the fact that the F-A-18 is ending, is that the... there's a big expansion for Boeing St. Louis. They've got the new Air Force Next Generation fighter jet, which I talked with an aerospace analyst who said this is one of the biggest things in Boeing history. This is a whole new fighter jet, the F-47, which they're going to build here, spending billions of dollars on, you know, new factories and that sort of thing here in St. Louis. So this is really just kind of clearing the way.
Okay.
For what's coming next.
And the strike continues?
Strike continues. It's in the eighth week. We got a statement from the machinists that says that Boeing is making this announcement about this upgrade line while skilled members remain on the picket line fighting for dignity, respect, and a fair contract. We stand ready to meet with Boeing any place, any time. As we continue to say, the ball is in Boeing's court. Last thing with that was the machinists voted on what seemed like a contract offer, but it was really kind of their idea. It was like, what would we agree to? And we'll vote on it and then send it to them and see how they think. And Boeing was like, what are you guys doing? And so that's where that stands. That's 8 weeks now.
I kind of like that. Hey, we're going to give you an offer, a counteroffer that's already been ratified.
It's approved. So we'll just say yes, so then
if
we're
done.
If
you say yes, then it's a done deal. Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I like that.
Boeing did not say yes.
They didn't seem to think the same thing, but still a good idea.
Now let me talk to you as Michael Calhoun. So we have the 100th anniversary of KMOX coming up.
Yes.
You're kind of the current historian of KMOX, it seems. Like you have the most knowledge where we've been and all that kind of stuff. Just talk about it.
Wow. Where to begin?
Yeah.
I guess December 1925.
Yeah. Christmas Eve. Which we had a meeting today to talk about what we do to commemorate it.
Yeah. Right.
And someone pointed out, like, it must have been a bunch of atheists on, you know, Christmas Eve.
It's so cool to think about, you know, the way that the stations evolved over the years. I mean, it began like so many radio stations did with, you know, it was entertainment. There was no TV at the time. And so... like one of the, if you drive on Hampton past the Salvation Army, one of those buildings that they're in now was, it was purpose built for KMOX with like a huge theater and auditorium. One of the first like facilities like this in the country, because like CBS national shows would be originated from St. Louis and it'd be like singing shows and stuff like that. And then television came and Robert Hyland, the legendary general manager, we still, you know, say his name with reference around here. He said, we've got to do something different. I want to throw out all of the records, all the music, just put it in the dumpster. We're going to commit to this thing called talk radio. And people are going to call in with questions and we'll have the sports guy and the attorney and the weather, and we'll have experts answering questions. And the Globe Democrat was like, this is insane. This is not going to work. KMOX is going to go down in flames. And from there, you know, just the evolution continued. You think about the Cardinals being the baseball team of the South and the West. It's because KMOX had that signal that reached into places that didn't have a baseball team. The news coverage in St. Louis and the experience of KMOX that's been so steady for so many decades, people turning to the station in moments of crisis. And, you know, the biggest thing, I think, is the personality, the connection that, like, familial people you know, people you trust, you know, of KMOX, the Dave Glovers and Kevin Killeen's, Kevin Wheeler's of the world, all these names, you know, from over the years that people just feel like they know them.
And the Andrew.
The Andrews.
Andrews. Capital A.
Yeah.
So it's just so cool how it's been so many different things for what the moment in time is called for.
Where did you come from to come to KMOX?
Parkway West.
I was going to say, straight out of school.
Well, I went to Columbia, spent some time at Mizzou, worked at KFRU Radio, worked at the NBC TV station, doing some, you know, Today Show cut-ins and live hits and stuff like that on TV. Had the opportunity to come to this incredible place in my hometown at 20 to do the while I was still in college to do midnight to 7 a.m. Sunday morning, the news updates at the top of the hour. And it's just been so good, I haven't left.
Well, you and Tom Ackerman, you both got here as babies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wasn't Tom like 20?
Yeah, he was in, I think, in college, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. Well,
how many years you been here, Mike?
Next month, I will enter my 20th year.
Wow.
So you and I are about the same time then.
Yeah.
We were newbies at the same time, except I was older than him. By a bit.
That was a big time. Maria Kina came in within a year as
yeah,
well.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Highlights for you?
Wow. I mean, my mind goes to like some of the biggest news stories, from flooding, tragedies like the Kirkwood City Hall shooting, which was one of the first like stories of that kind, you know, to happen in St. Louis.
Yeah, so true.
You know, through happier moments like the World Series and the story of all the people who left Game 6 early.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
That was fun.
And a lot did, too, boy.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That was...
I just heard David Freese talking about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we were... So where our studio is at the ballpark is underneath the green seats, essentially. Mm-hmm. And we are in that studio, but we always come out to watch the action because we want to see it. And a lot of the green seats were empty, so we just got to stand there.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I'll
show you the video. Did I ever show you the video?
Uh-uh.
I've got the video of David Freese home run from literally right behind home plate.
Wow.
Like on my phone, yeah.
I didn't have credentials, but I was inside for those moments because so many people were coming out.
Yeah.
They just opened up all the gates.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, yeah.
That's very cool.
I mean, just if you think of like all the big St. Louis moments, that's pretty much what, I mean, how lucky am I to be able to, like, think over the past 20 years, those are the biggest things that have happened to me with my career.
It's crazy. That whole night was crazy, the Game 6, because they were wheeling the champagne back and forth, like, underneath in the tunnel. It went from the club Cardinals to the Rangers and then went back again. And the family members were all buzzing around because they're all trying to get to the party rooms and the family room and all that stuff.
Yeah. George W. Bush.
Yeah.
I saw Karen Hughes out there as they took the champagne back when it was clear that that was not going to happen.
Yeah. It's pretty wild.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's cool. A lot of history.
Easily the coolest. I mean, like, that's by far the best baseball game I've ever attended for every reason, right? The on-field drama, the stakes of the game, all that stuff going on underneath. I mean, that was really amazing. Like, that's history. That's one of the greatest games in World Series history.
Yes.
So, you know, there's no such thing as the greatest, I don't think, because it's going to be about your perspective, but it's right up there.
And covering a game, trying to figure out, all right, what am I going to do that's unique out of this? Not just, these fans had a lot of fun. That game was easy to find something
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. Thank you, Michael.
Thanks,
appreciate
Dave.
The update. Appreciate you indulging us on the history of KMOX. Welcome back, DGS on KMOX. Oh, can we do that sound now? Carolyn Lovett. I just thought that this was pretty instant karma. That yesterday when the president visited the UN and when he, as soon as he stepped onto the escalator, it stopped and he was pissed about that, which I understand.
Yeah.
And then Carolyn Lovett, being Carolyn Lovett, said this.
It doesn't look like a coincidence to me, and I know that we have people, including the United States Secret Service, who are looking into this to try to get to the bottom of it. And if we find that these were UN staffers who were purposefully trying to trip up, literally trip up, the president and the first lady of the United States, well, there better be accountability for those people, and I will personally see to it, Jess.
Take it easy, lady.
What are you going to go over there and beat someone's ass?
What happened was, according to the UN, and I'm assuming the Secret Service, is that when Trump stepped on the escalator, one of his people started walking down it to get the picture of he and Melania. And they have an automatic sensor that when someone walks backwards,
walks down the wrong way,
it stops it.
I did not know that.
So that's what happened.
Well, it's either that or a massive conspiracy.
Uh-huh.
Carolyn Levitt's on it, though.
Expertly carried out.
The press secretary is going to enforce the law on this
personally.
One. Personally. I mean, look, if I were him, I'd probably be irritated by that.
Of course.
That's an irritating thing.
Yeah.
You know, dumb. He's 80. It's got to be like, all right, come on, guys.
Yeah.
But, you know, if your people ended up being the ones doing it because they have a safety mechanism built into it. Well, let's just not yell at the wrong people. That isn't that kind of sum up kind of the whole theme of the last couple of weeks?
Kinda.
Can we just not yell at people until we know for sure who did what? And we don't have to yell first. We are definitely the society of shoot first, ask questions later.
Yeah.
Like, let's get mad and yell at people first before we sort it out. How about this? Just sort it out. Then you can yell at anybody you want when you know who did what. You can yell at them all day.
Give it a minute.
Yeah. It's okay.
Do you think if we stopped talking about politics and celebrities, how much better would life be?
Would it? Well, politics part for
sure. Feels like it.
Yeah.
It just feels like those are the topics that get us going.
Yeah.
The politics divides us, and the celebrity stuff because it just numbs us.
Yeah, I don't disagree. Well, it depends on which celebrity stuff. Like, if we're just talking about things that are being done that entertain us versus interpersonal drama that has nothing to do with us, that part's tiring.
And in a related thought, if you think this is true, I have found it to be true. Why do humans find loud people instantly more interesting than quiet, nuanced people? I found this my whole life. The loudest guy, even if he has a ridiculous take,
hey,
is typically going to get... I was treading lightly there. But you're not... You're volume loud.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
Yeah. But it seems to be a thing.
Yeah. It's why the internet is such a successful thing. It's why... You know, it's so hard to tell the difference between what is the internet and what is real life. And that's because the people on the internet are so good at being so loud that even if there's like, you know, 300 people that have some crazy opinion or bad opinion or hateful opinion or whatever, it feels like so much more. It feels like a huge issue. When in reality, it's like a handful of really loud jerks that are causing a bunch of problems, and it would be best to just ignore them, but that's hard to do.
Did you see what the guy who tried to shoot Trump on the golf course did?
Yeah, he tried to, like, stab himself?
He did stab himself.
Oh.
With an ink pen.
He did?
Yeah.
Jeez.
I know.
I had kind of forgotten all about that until I saw the CNN thing yesterday that he had been convicted.
What I'm about to say is not intended in any way to be a suggestion of a conspiracy. I don't think that. But it's just odd to me that there were two attempts on the president's life. One of them, the bullet actually hit him, and yet nothing. We don't talk about it. We don't know anything about the shooter.
Do we know anything more now about the motivation of that?
I don't.
Like a manifesto?
I assume they do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if people know.
I just think it's odd.
Yeah. Because I know that that's...
I know more about John Wilkes Booth than I know that guy.
There were a couple people analyzing the broadly just public shootings and things like that, and they were pointing out, we still don't know any reason why the Las Vegas shooter did what he did.
Yeah.
Like, there's no manifesto, there's no explanation, there's no nothing. It's still a mystery, we still don't know.
Next to 9/11, that's probably the story that got me the most, because I'll never forget getting up on whatever, it was a weekend morning, I'm pretty sure. And I got up and I got my coffee and I turned on the news and they were showing that. And there was that moment of like reset, like my brain sort of reset. Like what? 58 what? At a con? What? From a window in a high rise? It was just crazy. But yeah, that guy just seemed to decide one day he was going to do it.
It's all we know.
Yeah.
And that's what law enforcement says is what they know. They still don't have a motive for why he did what he did. They just know he did what he did.
What could stop it?
I don't know if you could stop it. You may be able to reduce the numbers, like the number of times it happens. I mean, if you want to stop mass shootings, you have to make sure nobody has a gun, but that's not reasonable, don't think.
I don't either.
I don't think that a person who follows the law should be punished because people don't. You know?
Agreed.
So make it more difficult maybe, but I mean, some of these people, like that guy, they didn't just go out and buy a bunch of guns a day before or 3 days before or whatever. I mean, they had been collecting them for years. Some people aren't giving you a sign that there's a problem. Others might be, and that's where we'd love to have the extra, or at least I would love to have the extra layer of protection so that that person that's, you know, in the heat of the moment is going to go do something stupid.
So everyone out there with a microphone or a bully pulpit, politicians, celebrities, are talking about how this has to change, this rift, this divide. We have to solve it. We have to soothe it. Can you guys even think, fantasize of what could do that? One leader bringing us together? Something terrible happening? Worse than what we've had happen already?
That's my worry, is that it takes something terrible. I wish that wasn't the case. I don't want that to be the case, but that's my worry, is that's the only thing.
Even something terrible only seems to work for a few weeks.
That's true.
It all depends on what it is.
And as for a one leader kind of thing, I just think we're too big. I think this country is way too big, probably in general. But we are way too big to have there be one guy where everybody agrees, like, that's my dude. That guy rocks. I like his opinions, and I think he has my best interest in heart, and I think he'll never turn on me or whatever. We're just too big. There's too many people with too many differing opinions and too many different levels.
Yeah, I said that a couple years ago, just as a thought experiment, that maybe 330 million people is too much for capitalism, for a democratic republic. Mm. I don't know. I've always liked it. I like our form of government. I think it was ingenious by the founding fathers. I think we have really, really twisted it and screwed it up.
I don't think it's the form is the problem, though, because every other form of government in the past has also risen and fallen. I think it's us. I think it's human beings and human nature. That the more time passes, the more division exists. I don't care what society you're talking about. Really, it's happened everywhere over time. I mean, it's not happening everywhere in the moment.
Yeah.
But I think it's more the human condition. Like, we're just something about us. We're mean. We're dangerous. That's why we run the planet.
I hate to admit it, but I think you're right.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.